Welcome back to the Unbreakable Mindset Podcast with me, your host, Jude Daunt. How is everyone doing? I hope you had a lovely week. Whatever you were doing, whether you did something for Halloween, whether you turned off the lights, or whether you did something for Bonfire Day, or whether you did none of those things and just had a cozy week in the house, staying warm. I took what I don't know if we can call them decorations. I took what we had outside down the day of Halloween, because as much as I love the idea of like traditions, and in my head, like, I'd love to be the house that has the parties and has all the things going on, but in reality, I can't be bothered. So we did the pumpkins and put those outside. And then the other weekend, we had a couple of hours spare. So I thought, oh, I'll do some arts and crafts with Nico. So we'd kind of cut out some pumpkins, like on paper, and witches' hats and bats. And then I spent ages cutting up like black bits of paper, so just into squares, and orange bits of paper just into squares, and some green bits just into squares. And then we kind of like did mosaics. So we just literally stuck the orange squares on the pumpkins, the green bit on the top of the pumpkin, and then the rest of the stuff was black. So that filled in a few hours, but that was the only reason why I did it, not because I wanted to have a decorated house. So I hung those up at the front door, just on little bits of string. So they were quite cute, but the thought of having people trick-or-treating at the house, one, I hadn't bought any sweets in, and two, Nico goes to bed at 7:30, and he would hear it, the way our house is laid out, he would hear them knocking on the door and it would just disturb his sleep. So the easiest thing was to take them down on the day of Halloween. How bad is that? And Nico was like, no, you can't take them down. Halloween's not over yet. And I was like, yeah, you've got to take your pumpkin. I was making it a big, like, fun that he had to go and take his pumpkin and put it in the woods. So where we live is right next to the woods. And I don't know whether this is true or not, right? But in my head, I am gifting the pumpkins to the deers and the wildlife, and they get to munch on them. Now, we did do it 1 year, and I went back a couple of weeks later just to check, thinking, you know, I'd go and see them, like, little bits munched off them, and it wasn't. It was just mush. Like, the pumpkin had turned to mush underneath loads of leaves and rain, and it was actually starting to ferment. There was bubbles coming off it and it stunk. It did smell like rotten vegetables. So not sure if I'm doing a good thing or not, but they do go in the woods and we have fun chucking them in the woods as well. So I made a big deal out of that. Took his mind off the fact that I was taking the Halloween decorations down on Halloween and we didn't get any trick-or-treaters. Now I will say that nobody really comes into our little courtyard for Halloween anyway, because there's not really any other kids that live in the courtyard, so nobody else does anything. Most people turn the lights off. Like, you know, the kids know they're not going to get anything from our courtyard, so I don't think we would have had anyone knocking anyway. But there you go. I took them down. What else have I been up to? I did my talk. I talked about it last week, didn't I? I did my talk at the retreat, and it went absolutely fine. And it's one of those things, isn't it, that when you worry about something or put it off, it's far easier when you actually do it, and it's way less scary. So that's it. The bandage has been ripped off. I've done my first proper guest speaking slot in a while, and I'm excited to do more of them now. Isn't that fun? Like, it's like when you want to start exercising and when you actually get into it and you make it a thing and you make it enjoyable, you want to do more of it. Maybe not for everyone with exercise, but I do. I try to make it fun. So yeah, so I'm going to do, I've got another guest speaking slot in a few weeks. And I'm excited for that. And I'm going to try and get my name forward for a lot more as well. So again, just making sure that I don't fall back into bad habits. Because when you don't do something for a long time, it's like, you know, if you do yoga and you keep doing it, eventually it gets easier, doesn't it? Because your muscles are more supple, etc. But if you haven't done it for like a good few months or even a year, it's really hard, isn't it, when you first start getting back into it. So now that that band-aid's been ripped off, I am definitely going to do more gasping slots. And you know what's really bad? And I have to hold my hands up. I said probably this time last year that I would definitely host some in-person events, and I never got round to organising it. So that has to be on my list for 2024. Like, it has to be a priority now. And I'm not going to beat myself up about it. I can make all the excuses in the world as to why it didn't happen. But you know what? I didn't make it a priority. That is as simple as that. And when we don't make something a priority, it doesn't happen. And that's really good. And I'm sure I'll do a reflections episode in December. But it's a really good reflection piece of, you know, did we make it a priority? And if we didn't, what are the reasons? Is it because we have a fear around it, or was it just not as important as other things? If that's the case, if it's the latter, then we can kind of, you know, make it easy on ourselves. But if it's because we have a fear about it, then we need to overcome that fear, or else it will never happen. You won't pencil it in. Okay, what else has been going on? I've had some gorgeous client sessions this week and some lovely mentoring sessions with students in the academy. There's been some lovely big wins for clients as well, some amazing things happening for them, whether it's a new house, whether it's a job, whether it's even just like, God, some of them, like the confidence. Because there's quite a few that out of my private one-on-one clients at the minute that were working on self-confidence and self-worth. And the change, when you start to see that in a client, it is so amazing. Because it's all well and good, like getting the physical things, whether that's a house or a job or, you know, those things that you can see. But when it is confidence and it's internal, like there was one client I was coaching this week, and She said she recognized when she'd done something lovely for someone, which is amazing, because that's fantastic when you're able to pat yourself on the back and realize, oh, actually, do you know what? I'm quite a good person. Like I'm decent, rather than having that negative, you know, loop of I'm not good enough. And that client in particular has really started to question her belief system, like the things that she has believed all of her life about herself that have restricted her. And now she's starting to see our value, our worth, whether that's at work, whether that's in friendships. And that is, it is one of the best bits of my job, is when people start recognizing their worth. And it's a huge part of the work that I do with clients to the latter part of their coaching program. But when you start to see it in a client, it's lovely. And, you know, it's uncomfortable sometimes for them because they don't want to give themselves a compliment. And they're like, oh, well, I sound big-headed if I say this. No, you absolutely won't say it. I have been waiting for this. This is what I want. I want you to shout about yourself. This week's episode, what I wanted to talk about were the ingredients that lead us to happiness, right? Because if you are somebody who is desperately trying to manifest something, or if you are just feeling generally unhappy at the moment and you're thinking, well, once X, Y, and Z happens, then I'll be happy, remember, happiness is not a destination, it's a feeling. And if we are expecting other things to give us that feeling, then that's a lot of pressure on something when we can't give it to ourselves. So I started looking at what are the ingredients needed to give us happiness. And there's a few things, and it's like, if you can master this, then your life is naturally abundant. Because you'll feel it in yourself, but you'll also be able to deal with anything that comes in. You'll also be able to celebrate all of the amazing things that happen to you. And as we know, vibrationally, when we put ourselves in a happier state, unbelievable things happen. because it matches our energy, it matches our state. So naturally, those things happen. So if I tell you the three things that add up to happiness, and then we're going to look at what you need to do to maintain that state, because there's plenty of things that can throw us off. Number one is purpose. Now that might seem really obvious, but when we don't have purpose or we have a lack of direction, we can feel lost, we can feel uncomfortable, we can feel like an unease about it all. And it's definitely something that when I'm working with my clients that we check in with, you know, is there a lack of direction? And purpose doesn't have to be about a career goal. It can be something else. It can be something to do with friendship. It can be to do with your family. It can be to do with your health goals. But having that purpose, that something to get out of bed for, that gets you excited, is huge. And it doesn't have to be like a massive vocational one. You know, like a lot of people have that, you know, get that from coaching. You know, if they want to be a coach, then their purpose is to help people. And boy, does that feel good. But if you have no interest in coaching, then please don't think that you can't find your purpose. And I say that really loosely, because actually purpose can't be found, you know. So if you're sat there thinking, oh my God, I don't know what my purpose is, I don't know why I'm put on this planet, it doesn't have to be something huge and almost gift-like. It can be something that you decide is the thing that you want to give your attention to. You know, like it could literally be, my purpose this year is to do X, Y, and Z. Like it can be a handful of goals, but they also have to have a bit of meaning. You know, like they've got to be something that you are passionate about. Because if you're not passionate about it, they'll feel uncomfortable goals. They won't make you happy. And that was the point of it. And that is why purpose gives us happiness. Because we feel energized about the thing that we're wanting to achieve. So I invite you to think about what could be your purpose. Just for the next 2 months, you know, till the end of the year, what could be your purpose? What could be the thing that gets your attention? And it doesn't have to be that the thing that overtakes everything else. It's just something you're giving your attention to that makes you feel good. And now this one kind of goes, the second one goes hand in hand a little bit with purpose, but it doesn't, because it's also an everyday thing. And it's satisfaction. When we feel satisfied, we feel happy. Now, one of the biggest things that I get my clients to do is to get their shizzle in order, right? And there are many reasons why, because it reduces overwhelm. It helps us to feel like we're in control. It makes us feel like we are good enough because we have our shizzle together. But more importantly than that is it makes us feel good when we have that thrill of accomplishing a goal, something that we've worked for. And that is as simple as ticking something off your list. So having lists is huge for the mind, for the soul, but also for everything that you need to do on a weekly basis. You know, like the sole purpose of it is so that you get stuff done and that you are organized and you don't drop any of the balls that you're juggling. But I can't tell you how good it feels. Like there's sometimes work comes in my inbox and I'll just do it straight away because it's easy and I've got a moment, so I'll quickly do it. I'll still write it on my list and tick it off. Because it feels good to put in, whether it's like, I don't know, marking something for the academy, I'll still put that person's name down in a box next to it and I'll tick it off. Because I love that adrenaline buzz of ticking something off, that satisfaction is so good. And it also gets you to see what's possible as well. Like when you feel satisfied with something and you have that feeling of accomplishment, it gets you to see what's possible. And again, it increases your beliefs and possibilities. And again, that adds to our happiness. And the last one, and I left this till last because it's probably one of the most important ones and the one we do the least of. And when I say the word, you're going to think I'm crazy. When I go into the detail, it'll make sense. The third thing we need to be happy. So if I go back through that list, just as an overview, number one was purpose. Number two is satisfaction. You know, that feeling of getting a job done. And then the last one is enjoyment. Now, why should enjoyment be the last thing? And it's because we do things on a daily basis. But if we're not enjoying them, then it's just wasted, isn't it? Like whatever it is we're doing is wasted if we're not enjoying it. And that could be as simple as me taking the dog for a walk. You know, like how lucky am I that I have a dog that I can bring to the office and I get to have some fresh air, take him out, you know, everyone loves them. So I'm always talking to somebody in that damn park right next to the office. And how lucky am I? And there's people who I see on a weekly basis who it's really nice just to say hello to. You know, we're not going into the deep and meaningfuls, but it's nice just to say hi to and, you know, I don't know, talk about the weather or something, you know, like. But if I'm not enjoying that, and I'll be honest, today I was thinking to myself, right, how can I get out of not taking the dog? How can I get out of taking the dog, sorry, to the office? And I was thinking, oh, well, I think my daughter's, she was in bed as when I left for work. And I thought, well, I think my daughter's in the house all day. So maybe I could just leave him with her and she'll take him out. And I thought, why am I putting him off? Like, I'm doing this a lot more recently where I am. And I know it's because I've been busy and things like that. So taking him to the park has been a chore. But actually today it doesn't have to be a chore because it's a lovely day. It's a Sunday. There are a lot of lovely things in the diary. I've got client sessions. I've got certification inquiry calls. I'm recording this podcast. Like it's a lovely, easy day. And I do have time to take him out. So why am I thinking like it's a chore? I've made it a chore in my head, but I don't have to. Because actually, if, and I don't want to sound morbid with this, but you know, when he's not here anymore, I'm going to miss those little walks in the park because I'm going to be then in my head stuck in the office because I don't have him to take out and I don't get that little time with him. Because to be fair, he's in the office and you wouldn't even know he was here. Like he just sits in his basket all day until I take him out. And it is, it's those enjoying those things in the moment. It's like taking my son to the farm yesterday. Like we had a lush little day in the morning. He wanted to go to the farm because I don't know about you guys, but round our way, the farms who have, what's the word? The farms that are open to the public, like, you know, where they've got like attractions, that's the word I was looking for, where they've got attractions, they'll always do something for Halloween and it's always really quite cute and well done. So we went to, and it was just me and him, and I really was conscious of having my phone in my bag and being so in the moment with him. And it's easy not to. It's stuff like this, like I'll hold my hands up, it's easy not to be involved because they can be off on a climbing frame or off jumping on something. So it's easy to have your head in your phone. But again, what enjoyment am I getting out of that? So being conscious of where my time goes and what I'm enjoying is huge because we can get into bad habits. So there's so much piled into that last point of enjoyment versus viewing things as a chore because you have to do them. Like, I can't remember who says this a lot. I'm sure it's Stephen Bartlett says it a lot. Like, rather than I have to go to the gym, it's like I get to go to the gym. And again, that's a swivel in itself, isn't it? Like, oh God, I've got to go to the gym tonight. No, you idiot. Like, I get to go to the gym, and I'm saying I'm calling myself an idiot. Like, I get to go to the gym. I am lucky enough that I can pay for a membership, that I get to train somewhere warm, that I have facilities for me to do that. Like, how lucky are we in that sense? But if our mind goes to, and this is the key part of the, and this is why I saved it as the last one, if our mind always goes to the negative bias, then that's on us. Because actually, there are so many things that we can enjoy on a day-to-day basis. Like, I found myself going to the negative bias the other day when, so my daughter, it went into town. No, she's another party. She was at a party and she was, the buses are off at the minute. They're an absolute nightmare around our way. So she's really struggling to kind of get places. So the house party that she'd stayed at, she could get a bus into town, but then she was going to struggle to get at our house. So she was going to have to get a train and then walk from the train station. It was a bit of a chew on. Anyway, she had gone into town. There was loads of them, like, you know, there was at least five of them, and she was meant to be getting the train back with one of her friends because they live near each other, and it just so happened that there'd been two groups and they'd kind of separated, and one had got the earlier bus and the other one had got the later bus. So the person that she was meant to go home with was in the other group. And instead of waiting for my daughter, she'd ended up getting picked up by her mum and just got took home. And I was furious about this because this person, I ferry around a lot. Like, I do drop-offs and pickups. And, you know, my daughter is so lovely and will always say, oh, mum, can you drop? Let's make this name up. We'll call them Sam. Mum, can you drop Sam off? Or mum, can you pick Sam up? Like, she's really, like, mindful of making sure that our friends are looked after as well. And I got really annoyed that this person hadn't said, like, to my daughter, oh, my mum's picking us up now, we don't have to get the train, do you want to jump in with us? Like, just didn't think about it. And I got a bit annoyed, and then I went and I caught myself doing it, and I thought, wait, hang on a minute, it's fine. Let's not get annoyed at the actions of other people. Like, let's just remember that we're doing a good thing here, and let's not make it into a bad thing. Because if I'm picking this person up and dropping them off and I'm resenting it, that's on me. Why can't I just see it as a nice thing that I'm doing rather than letting the actions of someone else annoy me? Now, I know that's going to resonate for so many of you because it's relevant, isn't it? Like, we can let the actions of other people really pull us down because we think, well, we wouldn't do that. Well, how amazing that we wouldn't do that. That just means that we're nicer. Or, to be fair, what happens if that person just doesn't think the way my daughter thinks? And just because my daughter is always fine, like, she always figures stuff out, she always makes her way home, like, doesn't think, oh, well, Fia might need dropping off, like, oh, let's wait and let's pick her up. Like, it might just not be in their tapestry, right? It's in my tapestry because my mom was like that. My mom was very much, you know, she would go out of her way to pick someone up and drop them off. You know, if she knew somebody was struggling, she'd be like, come round for a cuppa. Like, my mum was like that, so therefore in turn I'm like that, so my daughter's like that, so that is in our tapestry. But because it's not in someone else's, that doesn't mean to say that I'm gonna allow myself, that doesn't mean, sorry, that I should allow myself to feel bad and to get annoyed, because that is creating unhappiness. And when we go back to it, what we're trying to do is to create enjoyment. We're trying to create happiness. And how can I enjoy anything if my head goes to a negative bias? So it's the reason why the last one is so important is because we allow so much to dictate our happiness. We allow circumstances. We allow the actions of others. And by giving yourself awareness of thought, right? And this is really key. Giving yourself awareness of thought, you will start to notice what you allow in, what affects you enjoying time with people, what affects you and what affects you enjoying your work, what affects you enjoying, a day off. And it could be because somebody's told you that you shouldn't enjoy it. Does that make sense? Like my daughter, for example, if I hadn't corrected what I was saying about that, because I was like, right, no, I'm not going to let the actions of others make me feel sad. Like, let's turn this around. It's fine. It is what it is. Then she might start to feel resentment towards that person. And that's going to make her unhappy. All because I might have said how awful it was that that person didn't give you a lift. And I'm now affecting her happiness. Does that make sense? So it could be that you're at work and you're surrounded by negative people. And this happens a lot in big companies, right? Because bitchiness breeds bitchiness and negativity breeds negativity. So if somebody's whinging about something that's happening and it just goes bigger in spirals, it could actually be so minimal that when you think about it, you go, do you know what, actually, I don't even need to be bothered about this. It really doesn't affect me. And you can just correct it in that moment. So enjoying the moments is huge. Allowing yourself to enjoy day-to-day things in your life is huge. Because if you can do that, it doesn't matter your circumstances. You will always enjoy it. Now, if you don't, then the alternative is that you keep seeking happiness in other things and you'll get it. And I don't know, you'll get that car that you always wanted, right? And it'll be amazing and it'll feel good for a week. It'll literally feel good for a week, but then you'll go back to, I don't know, craving something else because you've set your happiness on something, another target. Whereas if you can learn to enjoy moments, then every time you get in that car, it can be like the first day you got it. It can have that special moment. As long as you have awareness of thought. So let's just do a little recap. Three things that you need to be happy is purpose, satisfaction, and enjoyment. But the thing that pulls all of those together to allow you to do that is awareness of thought. And you can control that. You can rein it in. You can turn it around. When your awareness of thought tells you something negative, you can flip it. You can turn that around. But you have to have awareness of thought to be happy. So for the next week, I invite you to start looking at where your purpose is for the next 2 months. Making sure that you are feeling good about stuff that you're achieving in the week. So getting that satisfaction from ticking stuff off the list, or I don't know, even satisfaction from, you know, remembering to text a friend if it's their birthday. Those types of things, those feel good things, whatever it is. Or even if it's just getting the pile of ironing done. You know, like making sure that you feel good in that moment. And then finally, that enjoyment piece. You can't enjoy anything if you have a negative bias. So pulling those two together, having an awareness of thought so that you can start to enjoy everything and anything. And you know what? There's probably a bigger part of that that I will follow up for next week's episode, is that awareness of thought, that control of thought, that enjoyment piece. Because it's huge. And when you, oh my God, when you have control of that, it is so, so powerful. But I've given you a few examples already. So please do take them and use them, and we'll explore it a little bit more in next week's episode. Have an amazing week, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to the Unbreakable Mindset podcast with me, your host, Jude Daunt. If you have enjoyed this episode, then please do share with others. And it would mean a huge deal to me if you would rate, review, follow, and subscribe on your podcast app. This will allow the podcast to keep growing and going to new audiences. And if you want to know all the ways in which you can work with me directly, please visit judedaunt.coaching.co.uk. The links will be in the show notes.